September 28 through October 11th, 3 Nephi chapters 17 through 19. Behold, my joy is full. While previous chapters in 3 Nephi focused mainly on the Savior's words, chapters 17 through 19 describe his ministry and teachings among the people. As you read these chapters, what does the Spirit teach you about the Savior? Jesus Christ had just spent the day ministering in the land of Bountiful, teaching his gospel, giving the people a chance to see and feel the marks in his resurrected body, and testifying that he was the promised Savior. And now it was the time for him to leave. He needed to return to his Father, and he knew that the people needed time to ponder what he had taught. So, promising to return the next day, he dismissed the multitude to their homes. But no one left. They didn't say what they were feeling, but Jesus could sense it. They hoped he would tarry a little longer with them. See 3 Nephi chapter 17, verse 5. He had other important things to do, but the opportunity to show compassion does not always come at a convenient time. So Jesus stayed with the people a little longer. What followed was perhaps the most tender example of ministering recorded in Scripture. Those who were present could only say it was indescribable. See 3 Nephi chapter 17, verses 16 and 17. Jesus himself summed up the impromptu spiritual outpouring with these simple words, quote, "Now behold, my joy is full," end quote. From 3 Nephi chapter 17, verse 20. Ideas for personal scripture study. 3 Nephi 17. The Savior is my perfect example of ministering. We know that there were about 2,500 people, see 3 Nephi 17:25, who experienced Christ's first visit, as recorded in 3 Nephi chapters 11 through 18. Yet the Savior found a way to minister to them one by one. What do you learn about ministering from the Savior's example in this chapter? What needs did he minister to? Ponder how his example can help you minister to others. 3 Nephi chapter 17 verses 13 through 22, chapter 18 verses 15 through 25, chapter 19 verses 6 through 9, and verses 15 through 36. The Savior taught us how to pray. Imagine what it would be like to hear the Savior pray for you. What might he say in your behalf? His teachings and prayers in these chapters might give you an idea. As you study, what do you learn from Christ's example that can make your own prayers more meaningful? What blessings from prayer have you seen in your life? 3 Nephi chapter 18 verses 1 through 12. I can be spiritually filled as I partake of the sacrament. As you read 3 Nephi chapter 18 verses 1 through 12, ponder how taking the sacrament can help you be spiritually filled. See 3 Nephi chapter 18 verses 3 through 5 and verse 9. See also 3 Nephi chapter 20 verses 1 through 9. For example, you could make a list of questions to prompt personal reflection when you take the sacrament, such as, how do I feel about the Savior and his sacrifice for me? How is his sacrifice influencing my daily life? Or, what am I doing well as a disciple and what can I improve? These words from President Henry B. Eyring may help you ponder one way the sacrament can help you be spiritually filled. Quote, as you examine your life during the ordinance of the sacrament, I hope your thoughts center not only on things you have done wrong, but also on things you have done right. Moments when you have felt that Heavenly Father and the Savior were pleased with you. You may even take a moment during the sacrament to ask God to help you see these things. When I have done this, the Spirit has reassured me that while I'm still far from perfect, I'm better today than I was yesterday. And that gives me confidence that because of the Savior, I can be even better tomorrow. End quote. From Always Remember Him, and signed February 2018. 3 Nephi chapter 18 verses 36 and 37, and chapter 19 verses 6 through 22. Disciples of Jesus Christ seek the gift of the Holy Ghost. Think about a prayer you recently said. What do your prayers teach you about your deepest desires? After spending a day in the presence of the Savior, the multitude, quote, did pray for that which they most desired, end quote, the gift of the Holy Ghost. See 3 Nephi chapter 19, verse 9. As you read these passages, ponder your own desire for the companionship of the Holy Ghost. What do you learn about seeking the companionship of the Holy Ghost? Ideas for family scripture study and family home evening. As you read the scriptures with your family, the Spirit can help you know what principles to emphasize and discuss in order to meet the needs of your family. Here are some ideas. 3 Nephi chapter 17. As you read this chapter as a family, consider pausing from time to time to invite your family to imagine experiencing these events firsthand. For example, you might ask questions like, "What afflictions would you bring to the Savior to be healed? What would you want him to pray for in your behalf? Or, what loved ones would you want him to bless?" Reading this chapter may also inspire you to pray for your family members one by one, as Jesus did. 3 Nephi chapter 18 verses 1 through 12. What does it mean to be filled by partaking of the sacrament? And how do we experience it? What do we learn from verses 5 through 7 about why Jesus gave us the ordinance of the sacrament? 3 Nephi chapter 18 verses 17 through 21. What do we learn from these verses about the purposes of prayer? How can we improve the spiritual power of our prayers, both as individuals and as a family? 3 Nephi chapter 18 verse 25 and chapter 19 verses 1 through 3. What has our family experienced through the gospel that we wish everyone around us could also experience? How can we follow the example of the people in these verses and labor exceedingly to bring others to Christ, that they too might feel and see what we have found in the gospel? For more ideas for teaching children, see this week's outline in Come Follow Me for Primary. Improving personal study. Let the Spirit guide your study. The Holy Ghost can guide you toward the things you need to learn each day. Be sensitive to His promptings, even if they seem to suggest that you read a different topic or study in a different way than you usually would. For example, as you read about the sacrament in 3 Nephi 18, the Spirit might prompt you to spend more time on that topic than you planned.